Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, love will find a way. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and again, you are at the right place at the right time. Oh, ever so much more now than ever before. And I have my reasons for saying that. And as we get into the program, that will become much more clear. Thank you again for taking the time out this evening. We here, Progressive News Weekly, as I like to share, are here for you. It's about news and information that's gathered, called from around the globe, typically more so than not within the continental United States, although we do cross the borders from time to time to bring you information that you just won't hear elsewhere, at least not as you will hear it here. Unadulterated, straight, as we say, no chaser. And it's given the time that it deserves. No political or business interest, no spin, just bringing you straight news, information. And it's information that's been vetted. So no talking heads here. This isn't Jerry Springer. Nothing against him personally. But this is no, well, as the saying goes, mama drama or daddy drama. It's real. It's about making changes, making differences in the lives of people everywhere, especially those who are more disenfranchised than others. Recently, with what's going on in our society in terms of the social injustices that have taken place, we've put a significant amount of focus on the African American plight. We've talked about how the diversity of the planet is filling the energy to a small degree of what African Americans have been coping with for centuries. And so that's a good thing, and we will continue to highlight that. We started a series a few weeks back where we're going to be doing an in-depth investigation on how we can make a difference and then laying out solutions. So look for that next episode in the upcoming weeks before the end of the month. And next week we have another hard-hitting investigative report coming to you. And so the week after that, we'll be coming back to you live to have an adjunct to Gushen on making a difference and some of the things that you and I, we need to be thinking about, planning for, and then executing. This is the time, folks, like never before in history, there is an opportunity. Now, we're not there by far. And the Black Lives Matter movement is an integral part, but far from the core that it appears to be. And we're going to be getting into more of that, and hopefully we're working on having, in the weeks and months ahead, representatives from various areas and of participation in this movement. Because, yes, we are in a movement like never before. And there's so much that we're all coping with, not just African Americans, every human living being on the planet. And of course, the Wuhan Corona COVID-19 virus underscored that. And there's so much to be said about that. And we're going to be getting much more in depth on that topic next week, in fact, with regard to the social injustices that have been highlighted over the last couple of months. We're going to be getting into some more in-depth researched information on that as well. Some things that may shock you, may knock your socks off. Maybe you want to come to the program without socks next week, because we don't want to have to shock them off of you. So be aware and tune in for that. In the meantime, we must all cope day to day with what's happening. And some of us are faring better than others. And I'm not talking financial at this point. I'm just talking being able to energetically handle what's going on. Just to be energetically able to handle what's going on. And truly, core of things, speaking of core, we're going to talk about core off and on this evening. That's the heart of the matter. It really isn't about the physical. It's about the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, as well as the physical. It has to be a holistic, balanced approach in order to cope with what's going on. You see, we're being bombarded by the media. And I've said this for the 10 years I've been on the air with you, for my long-term listeners. Be very, very careful of what you're allowing into your psyche. There are subliminal messages that are coming out of that boob tube. And we've called that thing a boob tube for what? Half a century now? And it truly is a boob tube more than ever before. You know, it was Malcolm that said, you know, am I being hoodwinked or bamboozled or a combination of all? So we have to be so, so careful. Right now, everything is a program. And if you think of a program in the sense of a computer, something that is logically or illogically put together for a specific purpose, well, that's what we're exposing ourselves and our loved ones to if we blindly allow ourselves to be influenced by that boob tube. So please, folks, don't ever just turn that on. I want something in the background, or I just need something to take my mind off of my day, or I just want to watch a sitcom or some sports. Because now you got to be concerned with what's happening in between. Nona Hendrix, drive it in between. You know, we have to be careful. The commercials are dangerous, not to mention the subliminal messages in the programs themselves. So we must be educated and we must be aware. And we must renew our senses, not just on a daily basis, but on a moment-by-moment basis. When I say renew our senses, I'm talking about the awareness factor. The awareness factor, folks. So, so critical. And so in light of everything that I'm saying, of course, naturally, one would ask, well, what do you suggest? Well, holistically, mind, body, spirit, emotion. The first step is to be aware of all of the above. That's the first step. And this evening, our special guest in that area. So, again, my regular listeners, you're familiar. Every now and then, we got to kind of clean house, so to speak. Every now and then, we've got to clean house. And not on a physical level, but on a mental level and an energetic level, in order to cope with the day-to-day things that are going on around us. It seems as though our society is topsy-turvy, upside down. No, don't misunderstand me, because I know a number of folks are still able to, you know, manage basically, you know, put two ends together to sort of make a whole sandwich out of life. But where's the nutrition? This is an analogy of the whole thing. Are you really being nourished? So we have to be so careful. There's so many dynamic components of what we're being bombarded with that we're not aware of. So again, the key, from my perspective holistically, it starts with awareness. And then once you're aware that there is a deficit, you can begin to work on meeting the deficit, and then, of course, you've got to exceed the deficit to be in balance. And so this evening, we have an expert in that area, and speaking of energy, and we're going to talk about being well, not just on an energetic level or spiritual level, but on a mental level, and, of course, on a physical level as well. We're going to talk a little bit holistic wellness and things that we need to be aware of holistically. So we're going to get into some of that discussion. And then, I'll repeat this throughout the program as listeners are beginning, you know, to tune in. We're going to have a bonus before we close out the program, very possibly. And I'm just going to wait on that, see how that pans out. And I've been told we may have a listener, a surprise listener, so we'll see how that works out. But if it does, you'll certainly want to hang on to the end for that. But our guest, our special guest this evening, and my regular listeners, you're so familiar with this guest. It's just so timely with everything that's going on. And when I talk about being in balance and how important that is, it's key. You know, with the energies that are flowing right now, there's so much anger, dissent, sorrow, able to put those things in balance. And that's what we're going to talk about somewhat this evening. Bringing ourselves in a sense of balance on a societal level. And don't misunderstand me, because we don't want to overlook some of the specifics, and I never will. And when I say specifics, I mean some of the injustices that are going on that are being talked about, but we need to put it all in perspective. And trust me, as an African-American male, I live it. I will never forget. And I think it's important that none of us, regardless of our culture, white, black, brown, beige, whatever, you know, reference, you know, is made, as long as it's not derogatory, gender, income. You know, it's like one of the homies said in one of their albums. I'm talking about the none other than the OJs out of Ohio. It don't matter, because at the end of the day, you'll bleed. Isn't laughter good, folks? We need to just sometimes lighten up. lighten up a little bit every now and then and just kind of let it flow. I am in an environment where it's not uncommon to see someone make a transition. I'll tell you, and many of you know, I work with seniors and helping them with their health and their wellness. And so with what's been going on in these last several months, seeing transitions has become somewhat common. Not as much as many, believe me. In the environment I'm in, we kind of jumped right on the situation in terms of being safe. And so we've kept things to a significant degree at a minimum in terms of turnover, if you will, using that term. But it's not uncommon for once a month to come in and find out or receive a phone call at home, you know, Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so made their transition. In fact, we had just had two in the last couple of weeks. Now, these aren't all COVID-related. This is something that I've coped with, you know, over the years, just from the nature of the environment. But it puts things in perspective about the fragility of life. It truly does. And that we have a responsibility. Those of us who are above ground physically, you know, have a responsibility. Because we're not here for no reason. And so I take it very serious when I speak about humanity. When I have specifics of disenfranchisement, and I think about the children, I think about the injustices that are going on, and I think about what can we do to be well. I've always said, as they say on the airlines, if you've ever flown, most of you have. If we have a problem, folks, and those oxygen masks drop from the ceiling, please put it on yourself first so that you may be able to help someone else. And that's a responsibility, not a right. We need to put our own oxygen mask on, folks, to our senses. Think as clearly as we can as we see some things around us falling apart. Not all, but I would say all of us have seen some things falling apart around us or appearing to fall apart. But our role and our purpose for being here is to help see those things fall together. And indeed, they may be falling together, and because of outside influences, perspective, having us thinking that they're falling apart. So we must be very, very careful. And we're going to talk about some of those things with our special guest, who I know is in studio and has been hearing me go on with my monologue. We have Miss Eula Pasternak, folks, and it's always a treat when she's able to join us, and I don't like to let too many weeks or months especially go by because of her talent and her energy and her spirit that she brings to the table. Eula Pasternak is a wellness and human energy expert, and she's also well-versed and considered a food expert by many nationally, certainly in the area of GMO, genetically modified organisms. She is well-respected. She's the founder of the Unity Center for Empowered Living, and now is actually transitioning that into a more empowered, impactful operation. And so we're going to talk about how can we be well on a holistic level and cope with what's going on. There are pressures that we're all dealing with. A lot of us get on edge. You know, we turn on the television and it's just one thing after another. But I would say to you that there's some rainbow in those clouds. Miss Pasternak, can you hear my voice? Can you test your mic? Are you there?
Hello. Oh, hello, everyone. I can hear you well. How about you hearing me?
Yes, clear as a bell. Clear as a bell. Ms. Pasternak, thank you for taking the time out this evening. I know you're very, very busy with what you're doing and making a difference in the lives of many. And yourself, I pray you and your loved ones are well and safe in this environment that we're in.
Everyone is doing what they can. I am accountable for my state of well-being today. I have actually received an exchange of healing with a colleague because I was defeated.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. You said you were exchanged.
I
missed that.
Healing.
My headset fell out.
I exchanged healings with a colleague to balance myself up.
Okay.
I felt
it. You
felt
what?
Slightly defeated, impatient. I was not at my best, and I know that extends to everything that I say and do with others. So your metaphor for flying on a plane and in an emergency when the masks are released and we are asked to please put the mask on yourself first, that is what I did today. And that is what I hope and pray that we as humans transition more into doing for ourselves, because that is our accountability for how we feel, how we act, how we interact. That trickles outward, and it represents what state of body and mind and heart and soul we vibrate at and represent. We all are challenged. Some days, like you said, are more challenging than others. But taking that inventory of how we're doing probably needs to be more frequent, and therefore equipping ourselves with some tools that work. Sometimes work quickly, and sometimes the plan needs to be put in place where we do things gradually. I just hope that more and more good humans who are tired and worn out realize that a lot of that tired and worn out is their own doing. Because we don't take the time to check in with ourselves. And be honest with ourselves. Uh-oh, I don't feel balanced. I don't feel good. I might need some time to balance myself. And actually do it. Because we are so well trained not to do it. Put someone else's well-being ahead of ours. Put someone else's needs ahead of ours, and even considering giving ourselves time out, that is a need. That's not being silly or selfish. We give children time out. What about adults? How many parents give themselves time out because they just snapped at a child because they did not manage their response to the stresses in life?
That's kind of profound. Say that. That's kind of profound. I want to stay on that for a moment. Repeat that again. You said how many of us as parents or adults. Is that what I'm understanding?
Adults, yes, exactly.
Do not.
How many of us give ourselves time out? I exploded, or I was unkind, or I was unaware that I'm lying. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I just shared inaccurate information. That means I'm no longer in charge, and I need to give myself time out to reconnect to the higher realms or higher energies or higher form of me, which is called the higher self, to get that footing, to get that grounding, to get that something that balances our foundation so we can again be in better charge of our stability, of our kindness, of our patience. And this is a school of life, so we are here to be challenged, to be provoked, to be tested. We all have buttons. We all have limits. And that is the whole point. Growth means allowing those uncomfortable situations to teach us and learn from them to grow, to heal, to share more, even though, yes, we're tired. Yes, we're frustrated. But can we take time out and be effective in redirecting the thinking, redirecting the emotional instability or physical discomfort to be kind, to be stable, to be compassionate, because we all struggle. And it can be so deceptive because the outside can look so perfected that, oh, it must be great to be him or her without feeling energetically what's going on. How many of us are surprised that an athlete suddenly has a heart attack and dies, or someone so well off commits a suicide, or a couple that seems to be so happy together suddenly are getting a divorce, resisting judgment and flowing that kindness. And like you said, laughter is medicine, beauty is medicine, joy is medicine and a creative force. How many of us accomplish things more quickly when we like what we do, when we have fun doing it together? It's to redefine our own tools, our own limits, our own ways we interact with this world, to maintain that beauty and that kindness and that peace. So much starts with us.
Can I ask you a question and use an analogy? Our psyches, our ability to perceive that which is around us. And listeners, I'm opening the lines up at this point for your input and your comments and questions, if you will. Of course, the number is 347-838-9142. And just press 1 on the dial, and myself or Cecil will pick you up and put you in the background and give you the opportunity to comment or have a question, if you will. But we have, and what stimulated this question is some of the things that you just said. That sometimes we need to give ourselves a time out. It's almost as though we have to do a reset.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to reset your computer. If you get so much on it that it's overloaded, sometimes you have to clean it out. If you get a virus, sometimes, you know, you can turn it off, and sometimes you'll turn it on and it'll reset without, you know, the virus being there. What I'm getting at is that we're bombarded with so much, and I know you work with clients around the country and beyond, around the world, actually, in helping them to clear. And we're at a stage in our society where we're reaching, and I've been talking about this one for about 8 years, a critical mass where more and more, it's common, certainly not uncommon, that folks are beginning to understand that there's a critical mass, there's a spirituality to life that can't be denied. And, you know, James, I believe it's James Redford, his book Celestine Prophecy, which is somewhat of a fiction and nonfiction combined. Redfield, I believe, is his name. But he talks about a critical mass where we're more aware of our capability in terms of energy and perception, how we sense things on an energetic level, positive versus negative. We have those abilities, but I don't think it's a coincidence that they've been dulled. And this is where I'm getting into the question. Is it coincidental that a lot of the things that we're bombarded with clog our filter? You know, because we have a filter to be able to filter out, and if we just bombard it with so much, that filter, if you will, just kind of just gets overburdened. Anything that has a filter in it, I don't care if it's your vacuum, if it's your automobile, if it's your coffee pot, if it has a filter and the filter stops working, invariably that thing that the filter is in is going to be damaged, because there are things that are going to get in it that are going to be harmful for it. And so taking that to the analogy of the human, we have filters, and I'm not talking about the senses, the eyes and nose and the taste and hearing and all of that. I'm talking about a natural innate sense that allows us to be able to perceive. And I think that, interestingly, as society evolves, that sense becomes more keen, but yet where we are now, it's becoming more dull because of how we're being bombarded with garbage, if I can use that technical term. And that leads to us perhaps, you know, not discerning and speaking, you know, to things that need to be spoken on. It's just so many things are around us that you say, well, how come no one said anything? How come no one's done anything about that? Why did it take so long to put two doors on a van? I mean, just some little things that we just get dulled by, and we get in a lockstep by and just go along with. And so I'm asking you, is that what I'm talking about, making sense from the professional perspective of clearing out? Because I know you work with clearing and cleaning out the energy, unblocking, if you will. And I do some of that with the pranic healing that I've come to study over the last 5 years or so. But I know yours is at another level, what you're doing. Can you speak to some of that? If and indeed I'm making sense. And if I'm not, Ula, you know, Ula, we talk. We keep it real, and I'm okay with it. I may disagree, but I'm okay to hear your perspective if it's not in line with what I'm thinking occurs with us. That was a long-winded kind of a question or inquiry to stimulate some conversation from your thought process.
I'm thinking along the same lines, because humanity has always been tested. We are here to be challenged. Each one of us needs to work with some definition, who we are, what we are, why we are here, why do we need to be challenged, and what is here to, that truly challenges us. And those answers can be stabilizing and discerning and giving us that stable foundation, or not. And that is what we are here to visit and revisit and like I said, take inventory. How stable am I? Because that means how healthy am I physically, emotionally, mentally, and on this whole level. So just because we're bombarded, does it mean we're getting closer to pushing through that something or someone is trying to stop us or slow us down? Or have we created so much mess because we don't want to grow up? We want to be the children of God. Well, enough. This world needs us to be more grown up because we're here on a job. So how much misery, injustice do we need to see and feel for us to say no to and act accordingly and not wait for someone else to say something, but actually act on it ourselves and do more kindness and do more justice and do more accountability for what we represent and how well we represent that divinity. And that's why I enjoy helping and also hearing the redefined success in life, redefined sexy, redefined beautiful, based on new definitions of I am aware, ooh, yum, that is sexy. I can get back to that inner peace. I did really well today because everyone around me was impatient and losing it. I did well. Today was a good day. I love hearing that. I check in with my students. We do have a psychic connection through the lineage, so sometimes I get little text message saying, did you check in on me? Yeah, but you didn't text. Yeah, I send you happy thoughts. And they felt it. And that helped them. And that is what different level of awareness about our powers, turning them on, activating those frequency structures, those light structures that we have in our light body, that is what makes it easier.
Do we all have those abilities?
We all have them. Some of us are already born with a little more opened up, a little more activated, but we all have them. That's what the ancients understood and prepared as technology for us. You want power? You want to remember? You want to be a better human? Here it is. Turn yourself on. Or ask someone to help you, because some things we need someone else to come in and turn on for us.
Is there a negative side to it? Are there those that are enlightened that don't want others to be enlightened? And use some of that energy in a way that's not beneficial for all, or even more so, that is intended to prevent a segment from understanding those abilities. Have that have that played a role in some having advantages over others in the development of our society going all the way back? I mean, so many questions, so few answers, but what's your thought?
Of course, the competition for our goodness rages on, and it has been here from the beginning. If we are here to bring light, are we welcome here, or are we here to be tested how well and committed we are to bringing light, because light is power. And how much power can one handle? And what do we do with that power? That is what I call checking in, taking inventory, and doing something to make sure that we flow that power to create good in the world. Do we use that power to blow up and destroy and then drain? Or do we use that power to push through and create that opening for joy, for passion, for beauty? Power is power. What have we done with our divine power to take care of each other? One of my Facebook posts that got a lot of comments was, I was comparing the number of deaths from hunger to the number of deaths from COVID. And of course, a little ironic comparison. But the numbers are staggering, so I don't know what your numbers next week will show. But that was such a discussion. How silly I am in comparing those two numbers. Like, well, death is death. The end of someone bringing light and love to this world. Now, dying from hunger could probably be resolved a little sooner if we pulled together, if we were kinder to each other. How many children die of hunger? How many elderly are neglected? The virus has nothing to do with it. And we certainly don't need a vaccine or any medical intervention. We need open hearts and open minds to organize ourselves. So when I see that happen without government intervention, without waiting for someone else to do it, when we organize ourselves and do it to provide for each other, that is the everyday hero and superhero. And that is what creates that wave of good that others can tap into.
So that touches base to that question of, what are we doing with the power, and what are some others doing with their power, and are you using their power for good or for not so good? When you start talking about things like hunger, you know, I think about things like poverty. You know, I think about the injustices of some people, especially groups of people that are ostracized. I was talking earlier, and I'm going to go there because that's what I do, and that's who I am, and that's my energy, and I'm going to allow it to be free. As an African American, I don't want to be divisive, but I want to be exact as well, and I don't want to suppress either. And so I have a concern there, because there are some who would say, "Oh, here you go talking about that again." But what is that? Is that not have the right to exist like anything else? Can it not be spoken on when there's a specific challenge that falls within that area? And can we discreetly, as we talk about this power, define a role that it's playing in the imbalance of specific areas like those? And those are the things that, you know, from the acumen that you have, that, you know, I like to have discourse about, which we're, you know, this evening don't have time, because we could have a 2-hour conversation, you know, going into that, of course. But does that not play a role in all things? You know, like you said, with poverty, with hunger, with injustices, is that same wave of energy that's necessarily not a good energy but a bad energy play a role in all the things that are not good that affect segments of our society?
Absolutely. How do we present that energy, that wave, that power into the world? Can we remain in charge, or do we have to riot because we are out of control? Are we able to maintain dignity or not? Yes, sometimes we blow up. Can we, how do we respond afterwards? How quickly can we get back to dignity? How quickly can we get back to what you said, the word balance? I call it stability or integrity. That is what I'm asking everyone to redefine, check in, reboot, find ways to, like you said, computer analogy, start over. And do better. Start over to clear out the junk, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's mental, and start over with more balance.
So as you
therefore,
clear out the garbage, it's not as though there weren't positive things there all along. Is it not that once you clear the garbage, the things that are good are revealed? Am I making any kind of sense?
Exactly.
You know, because sometimes I think about prayer, and I pray a lot. You know, I do. And then I see, you know, fruits of the prayer. And I think it's a combination of seeking that higher positive good, but also eliminating the bad. You know, there's a tune I like to play, Accentuate the Positive, at the end of some of the programs. And it says, accentuate the positive eliminates the negative. It's not so much you're focusing on the negative, but when you focus on the positive, you can't focus on two things. So when you highlight that positive, it just seems that way. Does that make sense? I mean,
absolutely.
Go ahead, because I'm thinking, as you know, we're about to get to the bottom of the program, and Ula, I'm going to ask you to maybe if you have time in the next week or two to even open up with me for some of the dialogue coming up, because this energy thing covers everything. It covers poverty, it covers racism, it covers injustice, it covers sexism, it covers classism, it covers it all. And so...
And we have many isms that can be looked at as, oh, what else will they try on us?
Mm-hmm.
To filter our divinity, to dim our lights, to shut us down, to be complacent, manipulated. What version of slavery will they try on us to keep us from our divine power to create good in this world and resist being pulled into those games, those ego trips, those manipulative, harmful, hurtful energy structures that want us to be their fuel, whatever their agenda is, but that's what has been going on. And more of us are willing to look at it and say no. And the game changes when we know that they know that we know.
So they up the ante.
Exactly.
And so many of us get pulled in, I was going to say. Because it's constant.
Yes.
It's not easy.
Of course not. If we allow it. Yeah. That's why I appreciate, you know, the question, whether it was long or short. Doesn't matter. Let's question it. Because if I don't feel good, what have I done? What have I either missed, didn't notice, or what have I done to dim down my light, whatever, filter. Or junk. What have I done? What did I miss? What did I, like, not notice? Because I'm impatient. Wait a minute. What have I done that I find myself impatient? What kind of junk is in my field that is polluting my access to patience, my access to whatever form of balance I am capable of at this moment? And, yeah, take that time out. It's like, uh-oh, or ask for help. Uh-oh, I need help, please. I want to be accountable for my actions. And that is what more of us are capable of actually understanding on a much deeper level. And when we choose the help, we feel it. I gave myself a swimmer's ear, and then my head decided to teach me lessons. I was just like, oh, I think I need a cleanup. And a colleague gave me a cleanup, and this immediate relief was so pleasant and so amazing. And it's like, wow, and humbling, because such a beautiful validation of what is prepared for us to help us deal with the overwhelm and overload and, like you said, filters on, off, sideways. Whoa.
So do we draw that relief to us? We have that capability. I mean, you can do it, you know, from a professional perspective. Because I'm asking that when I think I have a need. Oh, do I have a need? And if I focus on that enough, it surfaces one way or another. Oh, I have a need. I have a need for transportation. When, you know, years ago, the vehicle was, you know, making its way out, its transition, or I have a need for something to be corrected, or, you know, and you have a need for more employment, or I have a need for, you know, better relationship, or whatever it is, if you focus there, I think, you know, we're coming to a consciousness that is energy that you can draw.
Energy, but also electromagnetic. So
electromagnetic.
Universe is electric and magnetic. So magnetic pulls it towards us. But electric helps us connect to those ideas and plan and then act on them. So it is electromagnetic energy, electricity, magnetism. All we need is to navigate and be accountable. Now, I'm blessed because I have good knowledge, good tools, and I have chosen to turn that power on. So I am blessed. And when I start feeling overwhelmed, or I am like out of my balance, or there are many better words probably than balance, out of what I call out of my integrity with myself, because I have pretty high standards. It's like, I'm slipping. Time out. Time to ask for help. first try it myself. But there is no shame in asking for help. Then I get back to, you know, then I can be more certain and stable, knowing that my help would actually be helpful. Empty sharing with empty creates more empty. So scattered with another scattered, scattered attracts scattered. I mean, that's the magnetic pull too. But we have so much by design that we can use to help ourselves. Why not teach that to children? Why not focus on how powerful we are and to help each other instead of competing
wow.
for attention, for egos, for resources, competing for power instead of knowing that the true power, as we always say, is love, is joy, is kindness, cooperation.
Cooperation. That is, you know, Ula, I want to continue this. I see that, yes, we have one, and you've been in studio with this individual, and Dr. Wright has just tagged me that he has something he wants to share, Dr. Craig Wright.
Please.
And so, we're talking about this communication and love, and so I want to bring Dr. Wright to the airwaves and see what he has for us, because he has been telling me he has something. So, if you will, I'd like to bring him to the airwaves and see how this ties in. What are we drawing to us? Let's find out. Dr.
Yes.
Wright, are you there?
Yeah. Hi. Yes, I am.
Yeah. I know that you said you had something that you wanted to share. Have you been listening to any of the dialogue that we've been having?
Yes, I have. About drawing on energy within, self-help, relying on self. And Dara, don't mean to interrupt your show. I just want to take a minute. I had to call you to notify you and your listeners about a new commercial opportunity. And my last time on your show, I told you that January was a number 29 month. 29 stands for abundance. Oprah Winfrey was born on the 29th. So I'm talking about the Family Share Program. It's safe. It's effective. It's a way to get $42,000 a year tax-free. Daryl, I had to call them immediately. This is happening now, and I wanted to share with you. I want you on board. So thanks for your time, Daryl. Only needed a minute, but I'm sending you the information right now.
No, wait a minute. You dropped a bomb. I can't let you drop it and not explode it a little bit, Dr. Wright. Wait a minute. We can't do that. I'd be disingenuous and not of my own energy. So I'm going to ask you if you could give me just a few minutes. I know you got a very busy schedule. And you've been on air with
Daryl,
you.
I appreciate you taking my call, Daryl. I'm going to send you the information. It's not something I can tell you as well as I can show you. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to send you the information. You'll have it. If you want to share it with your listeners, tell them to contact you, okay? I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay. So, but I want to understand that it's an opportunity that is going to, I think, let me see what he's got here. Okay, he just texted me. He had to drop. Talk about dropping a bomb. Okay, well, folks, let's see here. What he's sending me. Okay, so it's a family share plan. Well, I am certainly going to explore explore this, and I am going to share it with all of our listeners. Okay. All right. So it's an investment, but it's not an investment. It's a family, community. Okay. All right. Community of economics. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. One part of wellness is being able to basically survive. And so if this seems as though it's something that might be a boon to us, that we maybe should take a look at, I am definitely going to and encourage, I'll send this out to our broadcast. If you're not on my broadcast list, you'll want to drop me an email to Daryl_CLA18@msn.com. And I think he sent it to me in a text as well. And so you can even drop me a line, a text message. The number is 908. And when I get this from Dr. Wright, it's got to be pretty serious. I'm looking at his text. Okay. All right. Hit me up, folks. This is a bonus. This is a special, beyond specials that I've not done yet on my program in all the years. So hit me up at 908-405-0548 with a text, and I'll forward this over to you. Just what he has to share. 908-405-0548. Okay. All right. I know, as I said, if Dr. Wright is bringing this, then I know that, speaking of community, the things that you were just talking about, Eula.
And new ways of organizing.
Trust.
And new trust, exactly. New ways of organizing ourselves to provide that stability.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's caring that everyone is fed, whether it's caring that there is transportation to access whatever we need to access, or just visiting to share some joy and make sure that there's less frustration, there's less depression, there's less despair. That's what then. And we will, because we already are making those changes.
You made a statement. You said, what have we done? And then this is interesting. And he came in the wake of what you said. What have we done with our power to take care of one another? And Dr. Wright over the years has been uncanny with his ability to just tune in energetically. Because that's right on the heels of this. And as I look at this, this is something that I've been looking at. Anyway, this is definitely community economic development. And I think that there's something to this. And I believe I am going to go full-fledged and be involved with this. I'm getting text already from folks.
Yeah.
So please, folks, yeah, hook me up. And Eula, I'll make sure that you get it. Of course, we've got each other's numbers. But this could be something that is tying right in with what Eula is saying. What are we doing to help one another? Or are we going to have clogged filters where we don't trust one another, which is what the adversary wants, right? A house divided cannot stand. I mean, Ola, help me with this one, because where I go awry, I look to you as my sister in energy, in God, to say, well, Brother Daryl, I have a different perspective. And you've always done that with me on air and off air. So I would expect if I'm going awry, you'll pull my coattail and say, well, Daryl, I don't know about that. But what I'm saying is that I believe there are no coincidences. And in the moment you're talking about coming together, working together, how are we helping each other? I'm talking about cleaning the filters so that we don't have the garbage which prevent us from helping ourselves and helping each other. We have to be very careful about what's going on. I'll give you an example, and I'm going to use the T word. You know, it's like the F word or the S word, the T word, the Trump word. So much focus there. See, I have people that really get annoyed with me when I say, I don't go there. But if you think about it, folks, you're going to get engrossed with what you focus your energy on. I think we're giving it too much attention. I think we should be focusing on solutions, not, oh, I want to. You focus enough on, I want to get rid of, these weeds are bothering me, instead of focusing on the grass, see, I'm going to be growing good grass. What about the weeds? What weeds? I'm not worried about weeds. I'm growing good grass. Guess what? The grass, they smother out the weeds. So what I'm getting at is, when we begin to clear our filters, then we become less apprehensive of one another, especially those that innately we understand, or it's like a child, we understand that has that unconditional love. But we're pushing one another aside and getting caught up in the minutiae where we can't see the solutions. I was talking with a brother the other evening about this, and we were saying that we get so caught up in our own, well, you're just saying the same thing. We get caught up in our own mess that we can't see our way. We can't see our way out. And so I think if we're not careful, we'll find ourselves like the lobster in the pot. The heat is turning up slowly. If we don't sensitize ourselves to the raggedy filter, you know, you become desensitized is what I'm saying. And when you become desensitized, you don't feel the heat. It's just coming on. And you think you know what's going on. You think, oh, I'm focusing on that guy or that gal over there because they're bad and they're... No, focus on the positive. Accentuate the positive. So
and
I'm going to go with what I'm hearing here with Dr. Wright. What'd you say, Ola?
Oh, research and understand that what we focus on hears us. So if I am focusing on the negative, that is what is my contribution to its growth. So haters.
Okay, now, come on.
I am looking at almost like, hey, yesterday was a tax day for all of us, so we are all revisiting a little accounting here. An account.
Hello? Did we lose you, Ola?
Positive.
Ola, you're breaking up. I didn't hear. You started talking about taxes, and the audio went out.
Right. I don't like them, and I don't.
I couldn't hear a word you said.
Okay, I'm back.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. So, let's look at accounting. Where are my energetic deposits going to? Did I make a deposit to the joy account, kindness account, honesty account, fairness account, justice account? because that's where I pull from, and that's what maybe others can also pull from when they are depleted. So when I choose, consciously or unconsciously, but on some level always consciously, when I choose to be hateful, is that what I really want to grow or help grow? Why? That is what feeds the account for wars in this world, for injustice in this world, for ego trips that hurt. Why? So when we grow up emotionally and mentally, those are the lessons. That's the higher education where we can be more accountable for where our energy goes and what our energy builds. Yes, the president could do much better. How am I responding to his actions? And what am I focusing on? Building my wealth and surrounding myself with good people? Or I spend most of the day criticizing and using words that are very unpleasant and judgmental and cruel, because that's what feeds that account. That's what the deposits do. So yeah, that grows. Is that the plan? Why would we do that? I feel sad when I see people out of control from drugs or alcohol or even, you know, smoking or doing things that are physically harmful, mentally numbing, emotionally definitely destructful. So I don't judge, because I have empathy. I'm just sad that people need to go there to numb themselves and create more junk that will then create more distortion in their reality and therefore make it more difficult to assess accurately what's going on inside and outside. But that's what I'm asking, and that's what I'm seeing, that more people do want a better world and are willing, able, and ready to create that with themselves, with their family, with their neighborhood, with their community. And that is what gives me hope, and that is what is my proof that we are making progress. Because we can, because we choose, because we attract that and build that. And that is what I hope our audience also chooses. And thank you for making that effort every week to try to present information, present that energy of depositing into mass consciousness, even though it starts with a handful of us or how many listeners tune in, that will resonate with others. Because we represent that frequency. We represent those ideas and the will to do better, to be kinder, to be gentler, to be fair, to be just, to be a good human.
So well said. Ula, I have done it so many times over the many, many years. So I'm sure speak about being numb to it. I'm going to put you on the spot again. I really want to tie this in to so many of the topics that so many might otherwise, because of their filters being clogged, for those that wouldn't understand, not appreciate how it could tie in to, well, many of the topics you can speak to directly, such as the untold truths or untold untruths of things like vaccines and, you know, the injustices that are going on and the virus or viruses that are out there. But I want to bring you on to help to us to understand the tools that we're carrying that do tie into everything that's going on. Everything. All of the minutiae comes back to that heightened sensitivity, as you say, the mass consciousness. And we represent that deposit of good energy. It's like a class. If you don't practice, you don't learn it. If you don't put it to use, it doesn't happen. Because there are those that otherwise would get off and say, well, how do I apply that to this whole social injustice movement? Or how do I apply that to the disparity in income in certain cultures and races, the African-American populace having 40 cents on a dollar? How do I tie that? Well, it's folks, it's the energy that Ulla's talking about. It's how we drew Dr. Wright on this call this evening to say, look, Daryl, I've got something I couldn't hold any longer. I've got something that for, as he said, a nominal amount of dollars can draw you a one-time gift. I think he said $42,000 a year on a monthly basis. That ties down to about $4,000 a year or somewhere in something like that. So did we draw that from cleaning our filters on this call? I'm just
possible.
Saying it all ties in, and we need to understand that if we can get ourselves, you know, off of that little, like they have the guinea pigs on those little treadmill circular things.
Yep.
You know, it's just let's just step off of it and step back and look at that thing and say, wow, I was on that.
Yep. Go,
wow.
go,
I can
go,
be
go,
free.
Go.
I can be free. I can roam. I don't have to stay on that and stay in one place and appear to be going somewhere. Yeah, spinning my wheels. It feels like I'm doing something. I'm purchasing things. But wait a minute, it's all going out. What's coming in? What's wrong with this picture? Wow, I never realized I was eating Soylent Green. I mean, we need to step back sometime, folks, and really see things for what they are, the good, bad, and ugly. And that includes looking at, you know, our own snakes and saying, wait a minute now, that snake's pointing to another snake, but they're both snakes. Let's be careful here.
I have a
thank
quote
you so
from
much. Go ahead.
I have a quote from Rumi for us to say goodbye to everyone with something inspiring.
Okay.
The world exists as you perceive it. It is not what you see, but how you see it. It is not what you hear, but how you hear it. It is not what you feel, but how you feel it. So let's work on those filters. Let's work on those senses to clean them up to be more accurate with our perception. let's train and turn on our divine power to be more skillful in creating our reality.
Mm.
Yes, observe. Yes, evaluate. And yes, make better choices. So we are more stable, so the world is becoming a better place for all of us. Because it is. It might not look it, it might not hear it or feel it, but it is. Because we sense it. Because things are changing for the better. Because we make them change for the better. And by we mean, I mean those who choose to be awake, aware, and empowered by life experience, refusing to stay busy being victims. This is the opposite of narcissism. It is victim narcissism. Poor me? Nope. Just sad me, because I chose to be on that hamster wheel, go, with the same message, with the same poor me, with the same group of humans that are on that path. Why not jump off, reassess, like you said, reboot, and start over? We have a new moon energy with us. Start over and make it better, cleaner, safer, more stable. Because that is the new opportunity, physically, emotionally, mentally, soulfully, energetically speaking, that all that misery with the virus presents us with. So let's make the best out of it, not the worst out of it, the best out of it. Yes, we are lied to. Yes, we are attacked from every side. Do we have to buy into it? Discern, assess, stay stable, and act the best under the circumstances. Because that stability resonates with others. And things will shift because we decide, yes, they will shift in that direction, with that focus, with that adjustment. We are becoming more in charge of ourselves and of this world. But we needed to see the ugly yet again to say no to it. And trust me, there are so many people working in the background, so many organizations, so many groups of good humans all over the world trying to expose children trafficking, sex trafficking, slavery, all kinds of horrible abuse that has always been happening. I don't care if Trump tries to take credit for it. I want it gone. I want it exposed and dealt with, because we see it, we hear it, we feel it. Enough. And the same with injustice, the same with poverty and hunger. Let's grow up. And let's have fun growing up. Enough of being miserable. Enough of suffering, enough of not trusting each other. We deserve a better world, but we are the ones creating it. We made a mess, and I say we because I want to be accountable for my part in it, my negative thinking, my lack of apology for making mistakes. Shame and guilt are not of the light. We all make mistakes. Let's restore honor. Let's restore dignity. Let's restore that kindness and compassion. Not because Dalai Lama says so, but because it feels so good. And we deserve to feel good.
We have a listener that has expressed that he and maybe you encouraged him with your spoken word. And by the way, I want a copy of that, which you read, Ula. I'll talk with you offline. I loved it. But we do have a listener that would like to give us a few words as we close. So I'm going to bridge him in, I believe. We can do this and see what he has to share with us. I mean, what you just said was so on point. Definitely, let's make this happen. I mean, the last things that you said, you know, especially, we're creating our world. I mean, you spoke of things like sharing. What are we doing to help one another? You talked Dr. Wright up. Now you've talked a brother Bruce up for a spoken word. And so there's a tie. Let's just go with that. Thank you, Ula. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
So you have some love words for us this evening.
You could call it that, yes, sir. Can you?
All right. Say hello to Ula. You've listened to her over the years.
Yes, I have. And thank you, Ula. I do appreciate your message. She was very inspiring. You know,
thank you.
I look forward to more and more and more from you.
Thank you so much.
So what do you have for us, Brother Bruce?
Well, I had a message from a young man from Newark, Brother Lawrence Bender. He was an athlete at Barringer High School in Newark. But he had written a poem some years ago before he graduated. And it went something like this, an athlete's prayer. It says, Lord, there's a battle going on down here. North and south and east and west, and nothing is ever quite clear. Confusion reigns in this place of disdain, but angels have planted a seed. Through all that's profane, our hearts still remain connected to those in need. Like a hurricane and tornadoes and gales following close behind, danger lurks in the shadows and trails where corruption distorts space and time. Lord, we don't ask you for the victory, for the battles already won. Thank you for our awakening this morning in the light of the shimmering sun. Let us learn from our challenges, Lord, and raise to the occasion to live as instruments of your will and heal others through gentle persuasion. Lord, if we should fall short of your intent, correct us in your service and show us what you meant. Lord, if failure teaches us how to succeed, then give us patience to recover so that one day we may lead. Lord, we thank you for small battles that refine how we live and teach us how to deal with one another and what it is to give. Lord, we ask you for your safety and protection. Instruct us in humanity, your strength and your direction. On this day, we are prepared to compete. Let us grow from the lessons of victory or defeat. Lord, let the battle begin. Allow this quest to change us into better women and men. Lord, there is a battle going on down here. Let it bring us the satisfaction of overcoming our strongest fear. Amen. By Lawrence Bender.
That was so apropos with regard to the discourse that we've had this evening. Would you say, Ula?
Absolutely. Let's practice that free will that we have and create a lot more meaning a lot more good power, a lot more of that sharing of our divinity to make not just better life for ourselves, but make this world a better place for everyone. That's all we've been trying to say. Use that free will to make better. Better for me, better for my family, better for my community, and better for the world. That is why we are here. Let's make it more fun. Better. Yay! Somebody's having fun in the background already. Yay!
Yes, that is so good. That is a great note to close on. Laughter is good. It clears and cleans the soul. And if we had a theme this evening, I guess it would be let's clear out the filters. Let's clear out the filters. Let's reset. And as Ula said, let's use that free will to make better. The sharing of the divine, as she so wonderfully put it. Thank you, Ula. Thank you, Bruce.
We did it again.
Close. Go ahead, Ula.
We did it again. Good program.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll close on a tune by Jocelyn Brown. I think it's going to be all right. Ula, you said something in the midst of all the things you said, and you said it doesn't matter if it's just a few or if it's a great many. What matters is that we're working together to make it happen. And that's what really
yes.
matters. And so I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right. And that's the tune that we're going to shut it down on this evening. It's all right. Thank you again, Ula. Thank you to the listeners. That number again, and I don't do it often, is 908-405-0548. Hit me up at that number. I'll share the video that Dr. Wright was talking about that he just was so urgently insistent upon sharing with us. He said, this is the time. Everything is in alignment. Ula said herself, we're going into a new moon. Let's use this good energy. Everything is in alignment, folks. This might be the one. I believe it is. My energy, my holistic testing of energy says that it is. I'm on it. I will be on it. And I hope that you're sharing it with me so we can enjoy the beauties of life and perhaps someday just kind of soak it all in, knowing that we have made a difference. God bless you. Peace be with you and your loved ones. Ula, we love you. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to be looking to have you back real, 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 real soon. I'll be touching base offline within the next day. All right, Ula?
Thank you. Blessings
you.
To everyone. Bye-bye.
good hearing your voice. Yep. So we'll talk tomorrow. All right. I'll look for your text now. Talk with you then. I'll talk with you then. All right. Thanks. Take care, Emma. Bye-bye. Hello? Hello? Ola? Ola? Are you there?